Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again, we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. If you want to join in the dialogue and discussion, and we invite you to do so, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're questioning today, we're talking about today, I believe, a very serious issue, one that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to listen up. Conservatives and Christians are now domestic terrorists. Conservatives and Christians are now domestic terrorists. Did you know that? That's right out of the Department of Justice. The Attorney General, Garrett Marlin, I can't even recall his name, but he's the Attorney General. He has sent a notification to the FBI. The FBI has put out notification journals and bulletins that if you stand before a school board and you challenge as a parent, you challenge what's being taught, you challenge the CRT, you challenge the statements that are being made in our schools, then you're a domestic terrorist. And I could go on and on and on. That's what we're doing this broadcast today. It's Merrick Garland, by the way. Merrick Garland is the DOJ Attorney General, and he has taken a position that the DOJ and the FBI is simply the personal attorneys and guides for the cognitively depleted Joe Biden. As one writer calls it, the Biden's disorganized dictatorship. Biden's disorganized dictatorship. Let me read that and then continue our monologue. Dated January the 12th. There's nothing socialist and communist hate more than a disorganized dictatorship under the consolidated power. As a result, the plan for Biden's $3 trillion human infrastructure plan, described by the socialist scholar Paul LeBlanc as socialist conveyance for America through the Green New Deal, remains in limbo. The progressives are angry. American-friendly countries in Europe and Asia, such as Ukraine, Taiwan, are in grave danger. China's foreign policy and extension of that practice by Barack Hussein Obama is designed to make it risky to seek the kind of freedom and independence we once had in America. Written before Biden won the election, socialist scholar LeBlanc said, "It is possible and necessary to build a powerful mass socialist movement in the United States by 2030 that could be in position to provide an effective challenge to capitalism and make a transition to the socialist democracy." Biden's victory moved that timetable up somewhat. The progressives are running the show and passing a series of socialist measures. The message is very clear. The House is controlled by our communist-friendly forces, while the Senate has not yet succumbed to the revolution. In the context of the one-year anniversary of the Trumpite insurrection, an invasion of the U.S. Capitol, as the communists described the events of January the 6th, the demonization of Trump is a clever tactic designed to divert attention from the socialist takeover of every major institution in our government today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we watch the totalitarian dictatorship Joe Biden continue to lengthen the tentacles across America and to every portion of government, we're finding Christians, conservatives, are now considered domestic terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus makes that statement in John 8:31-32 when he speaks to his disciples and said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God. If you want to know what to do in any given situation, search the scripture. If you wonder what God would have us to do today in America under the confines of Joe Biden and what his administration is doing, search the scripture. If you want to know what is taking place and where this old world is headed in the end result in the days of the tribulation, search the scripture. If you want to know whether or not truth is truth, search the scripture. Jesus says, I am truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I find that to be greater evidenced every day than in the days before, where we're finding those that say the election was fraudulently won, that the election was stolen. Those in that category are attacked as telling a lie. If you say that ivermectin and HCQ are curative drugs for COVID-19, then you are banned. You are taken off Twitter, Facebook, or as some call it, Fakebook, Instagram, Google, Yahoo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're simply deplatformed and you're silenced. If you take a stand and say that Joe Biden is cognitively depleted, if you take a stand and say that Joe Biden stole the election on the part of the Democratic Party, then you are considered, ladies and gentlemen, a domestic terrorist, and you are not speaking the truth. It is Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that made such a profound, indelible statement that I must share a portion of it today. Title of the article, DeMint Warns America's Decline is Linked to the Death of Truth. Jim DeMint said, by the way, Jim DeMint's the chief of the Conservative Partnership Institute, former U.S. Senator from South Carolina, and he makes this statement. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason, hear me, Jim DeMint speaking, former U.S. Senator, if you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further states, coming from Jim DeMint, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater evidence or example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so evident as we talk about theological doctrinal truth. As I do this broadcast every day, they're multiplied mega thousands and yea, perhaps hundreds of thousands that have heard the broadcast and agree with it. But there are those that say, well, I'm a Christian. I don't think we need to talk about political issues. I'm a Christian, and I believe there needs to be the separation of church and state. I'm a pastor, and I don't believe I have the right to stand in the pulpit and speak the truth. I'm a pastor, and I don't believe that I should talk about political endeavors. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to literally look at some of those statements today and make the determination, what does the Bible really say about separation of church and state? What does the Bible really say about the Christian's responsibility to endeavor in the political process? What does the Bible really say about truth? It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful statement. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even in death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, that you seek the truth, you learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that ought to be the mantra of every Christian. But I find so often Christians are, and this is sad to say, Christians are satisfied to simply bury their head in the sand, pretend that all of this is not happening, and then think with the attitude, well, one day we know Jesus will prevail. One day it'll all be over. One day we will recognize the truth and won't be any worry about it. We shouldn't have to get involved. And ladies and gentlemen, that is simply untruth, theologically, doctrinally, and biblically. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape lawn care in your home and in your business. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that will direct you to Tools for Time. It's about 165-foot flagpole standing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Old Glory, the U.S. flag is flowing there 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration now attempts to force Americans to submit to a disorganized dictatorship, as one writer that I just quoted stated, a disorganized dictatorship. In order to force, ladies and gentlemen, all people, all Americans to submit to the COVID jab or to be punished is just the tip of the iceberg. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you during the course of this broadcast today. Love to hear you participate, join in the dialogue and discussion. What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? What do you feel needs to be added to what we're saying that would warn Americans, warn the nation? We need to be watchmen on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to see silence. It's time to get up on the wall and blow the trumpet and say, danger ahead, danger ahead, danger ahead. We're charged as Christians with that responsibility to warn of danger ahead. And that's what we're attempting to do every day on this broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, the order to force all Americans to submit to the COVID jab or to be punished is just the tip of the iceberg, as I said. Today is Biden's, today in Joe Biden's totalitarian, socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic agenda, we're witnessing several schemes with the focus of forcing every citizen to surrender our freedoms, to surrender our faith and our family, simply to become slave servants to the government. Hear me. There's a goal to force citizens to become slave servants to the government. If you don't believe that, look at what is taking place in Venezuela. Look at what is taking place in Australia and Austria. Look at what is taking place in Cuba. Look at what is happening and has been for years and years and years in North Korea and in China. And you find that in all of those forms of government where there's a totalitarian dictatorship form of government, the people, Russia, I might add also, the people are petrified, frightened to say anything publicly, to say anything communication between family members or neighbors, because there's the snitch system, the brown shirt, Hitler brown shirt system, the snitch system, that if you say something, you will be in trouble because it will be told to the state, and the state then will punish you for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the very midst of seeing that come to full fruition in the United States of America today. And let me simply say this, prophetically speaking, if God, if Jesus tarries, and if Jesus doesn't return soon, if we see this regime continue as it is today, we can't survive as a constitutional republic. As Tony Perkins said a number of months ago when Joe Biden signed his 83rd executive order, Tony Perkins said 60% of those are frontally against faith, family, and our freedom in America today. And that's exactly what we see happening. But so many Christians somehow believe that we cannot get in the mire of the difficulties, that we ought to stay above that. You'd be surprised how many Christian pastors say, that, well, God's just called me to preach Jesus, and I ought not to get involved in politics. We're going to look at some scripture today that counters that, frontally counters that, because that's not the responsibility alone of Christians. If we preach the totality of the Word of God, we're going to have to say what God says, not what man says, not what the CDC says, not what Joe Biden and the regime of totalitarianism will say to us. What does the Word of God say? Ladies and gentlemen, God has provided us with faith and hope and liberty and wisdom, and we ought not to put our faith and trust and confidence in man at all. In fact, in Proverbs 29 and verse 2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We find also in Psalms 146, and in verse 3, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, our trust and our confidence ought to be in God. But God directs us to become involved because Jesus himself said we're to be salt and light. Salt is worthless if it's lost its savor. Light is worthless if it's hidden under a bushel or under the bed or hidden in a closet, as so many Christians do today. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do is to lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him and allow him to direct our path as is directed in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Ladies and gentlemen, day by day, every 24-hour cycle, America is being spied on and belittled for not bowing to the new dictator-style communist regime that's operating in the Oval Office in Washington. Very recently, one of our conservative senators said that the Biden administration is a communist regime. Of course, she has already been deplatformed. She's already been taken off Twitter, off Instagram, off Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, when we speak up, we'll talk about that in this, when we speak up, when we tell the truth, the enemies will come against you, and the enemies of the American citizens that will call us domestic terrorists will deplatform you and try to silence, squelch your voice. And this is the reason we just had one Republican senator that had decided he was going to retire, made a change of heart, change of mind decision. He said, America's in peril. Republican senator takes the President Trump's advice and runs for re-election. Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson made a statement. As he makes a statement, he says to the Wall Street Journal that the election decision to run was not made lightly, discussing how the fact that America is in peril influenced his choice. Much as I'd like to be able to ease into quiet retirement, I don't feel that I should. The fight is for freedom, Johnson said. This is not someone else's fight. This is our fight, and it's our fight that we must absolutely win if we're going to save America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sad statement, but we find so many today that's unwilling to take the stand and carry out the fight and do hand-to-hand battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and evil. I'm paraphrasing Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. And it's the demonic battle that's being fought out through humanity, and we need to understand that. We'll talk about that further. But, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for taking my call. I told you yesterday that John MacArthur, you know, he comes on just before you, and are you and him in collaboration? Because he's talking the same thing you are about the truth and how important the truth is. And he says, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you've accepted him into your life, you've accepted the truth. And if I'm quoting him right, he says, and you will know the truth, meaning on matters, you will know the truth. So, Dr. Youngblood, knowing that, how could you be a Democrat? I don't care whether you're a senator or a congressman. That's almost like saying today I'm a child molester, but I'm really a good person. How could you be? How could you be a Democrat? Because, Dr. Youngblood, it's obvious from these people you're quoting, from what you're saying, they're using COVID as a gigantic fundraiser. They're not going to go against I'm trying to cover all that's on my mind, but Biden was giving a speech to his lackeys, and he said, you need to go out and knock on doors. Well, I don't want a politician knocking on my door about my medical records or whether I've taken the jab or what. But, Dr. Youngblood, hasn't this situation with the takeover and the destroying of America reached such epic proportions that it's pretty easy to figure out? It's the last days. They're in hyper overdrive or warp speed, as Scotty used to say on the television. But am I delusional or am I telling the truth?
Brother, you're not delusional. In fact, you're right on target, spot on with what you're saying in relationship to that. Let's go back to some fundamentals. The scripture says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus says, I am truth. And so when you say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you have the Lord Jesus Christ living within you via the Holy Spirit of God. And that is truth, because Jesus himself said, I am truth. And then he says, thy word is truth. So it's the truth of the word of God that should be hidden in the hearts of every child of God, that should give us illumination. That is the illumination, the word of God, that should be the illumination for our pathway, should be the light for our pathway, the light unto our feet. That should be what guides us each and every day. But I'm surprised, as you have intimated, how many people today do not seek the truth, recognize the truth, or know the truth. As a result of that, they're willing to embrace whatever comes down the pike. And it's out of the Oval Office, Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't win the election, contrary to what is politically correct. I'm saddened for, I'm ashamed of, embarrassed by so many Republican.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.